This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A six-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the six-year-old's bus-riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a seven-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. He is the author of The Synagogue of Satan and The Synagogue of Satan, updated, expanded, and uncensored. And also, he is the author of In the Name of Yahweh. His website is andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. Now, whether the Jews are a race, a religion, or an ideology, they seem to be the enemies of every other group of people on the face of the planet. I believe that that nations were created as nations to separate and isolate those various races in order to protect them. And I think it's the Jews that we all need protecting from. But in as much as they have scattered through the diaspora, they have scattered. I mean, you can find Jews in China that look Chinese. You can find Jews in Africa that are black. And because they have this ability to not assimilate, but to integrate or to infiltrate into every country, just the same as they infiltrate into every organization that they can, and then they simply take it over. And that's what they do to countries in order to wage war against the rest of the planet.
Well, yes, I agree. And it goes back to whereas in the Bible everything is the genetic line goes down through the male. For the Jews, you have to be born of a Jewish mother, and the father can be anybody. And so you get, in the case of Obama, a black father and a Jewish mother. And this is what you see again. I mean, what I did in the break there was because I mentioned that I listed laws and then I quoted from Jewish documents. If I just read here, this is what I wrote under Leviticus chapter 18, which are the laws concerning sexual morality. The Jews who claim that they are the Israel of the Bible have a rather different take on sexual morality. In their section of the Talmud entitled Sanhedrin 746 Tosipoth, it states, the sexual intercourse of a goy, which is a non-Jew, is like to that of a beast. They go on to say in section Kethaboth 3b, the seed of a goy is worth the same as that of a beast. And then in their Zohar, section 2, 64b, if only idolaters alone had sexual intercourse, the world would not continue to exist. Hence, we are taught that a Jew should not give way to these infamous robbers. For if these propagate in greater numbers, it will be impossible for us to continue to exist because of them. For they give birth to sucklings the same as dogs. They also have different sexual laws to those that are described in Leviticus 18. In their section of the Talmud entitled Sanhedrin 55a, it states of sodomy, Rab makes 9 years the minimum, but if one committed sodomy with a child of lesser age, no guilt is incurred. Samuel makes 3 the minimum. At 9 years, a male attains sexual matureness. Sanhedrin 69a clarifies this with the statement, such a minor can produce semen but cannot beget therewith, for it is like the seed of cereals less than a third grown. Going back to Sanhedrin 55A. Thus, the point of comparison is the sexual matureness of a woman, which is reached at the age of 3. This point is reaffirmed in Sanhedrin 55B, of course immediately following 55A, where it states, a maiden aged 3 years and a day may be acquired in marriage by coition. And then there's also a caveat for Jews that consider 3-year-old girls a little too old for them, because in the section of the Talmud entitled Ketubah 10b to 11a, it states in footnote 17, if they had sexual intercourse before they were 3 years and 1 day old, the hymen would grow again and they would be virgins. And this is clarified by footnote 7 of Ketubah 11b, where it states, tears come to the eye again and again, so does virginity come back to little girl under 3 years. Again, we move on. Ketubah 11b. It continues, when a grown-up man has intercourse with a girl, a little girl, it is nothing. For when the girl is less than this, it is as if one puts the finger into the eye. But when a small boy has intercourse with a grown-up woman, he makes her a girl who is injured by a piece of wood. I mean, this is the sort of nonsense that, you know, these people that are running our world are reading, because these are Talmudic Jews, and the Talmud basically sits above all other religious documents of theirs, and this is what they follow, the Chabad Lubavitch and what have you being the main ones. And of course Ari Fleischer was Chabad Lubavitch, who was I think George Bush's press secretary, George
yes.
W. Bush.
Right.
And it's important to, and I apologise to the listeners because it's quite graphic information there, but this is out of their religious books. So,
you can see their, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, you can see their mentality, that mentality within our culture. You could see it in the Weimar culture and in so many other cultures. And when the U.S. military goes into a country, say Iraq, they leave all the theaters open and available so that they can show smutty films. That is the first target they hit is a population's morality. And you can see where they get that, their moral values. And it's pretty sick.
Well, definitely. And I mean, it's always been, you know, they've just pushed the, if you go back to the little flicker things in the 1920s and what have you in America and things like that, and you look to where they've reached now with their porn industry and the sort of, you know, things that people get up to there, and there's just no limits. And it's just become, and they love promoting that because people have a weakness for sex, and people have desires, and people are very easily influenced by pornography, an attractive woman, an attractive man, or what have you like that. It has that, can have that effect on their personality, especially if they're young and they're maturing and what have you. And so they've tapped into that, and they've basically got everybody, you know, sexualized, and that's, that is kind of the ultimate, and that's all that matters. So if you were to, you know, meet someone and you marry them and then you have children, and but then you see someone else that you were attracted to, then it's quite all right to go and have sex with them and then ruin your marriage, and so your children aren't raised by two parents, and so they don't have the quality of upbringing that, you know, their ancestors had when there was a higher moral code. And so the whole thing is it's literally like a beast system that's got tentacles going out all over the place that are trying to hit you wherever. And I mean, even if you look back at the way that the governments talk about the banking, oh, we've got to get them to lend more money, you know, I mean, since when is getting people into debt helping them? What they need to be doing is making the price of things, whether it's food, property, what have you, relative to what people are earning. When you have a situation, certainly in the UK, where the cheapest flat, if you like, or what you call apartment, like a one bedroom that one person would move into, is about £160,000, and the average salary, when you shave off the push that is put in there by the people earning seven figures and more is probably about 20,000. You're talking about people earning eight times their salary to afford the cheapest place possible to live in. And it's just absolute lunacy. And it's all geared up towards they want to own everything. The I refer to a lot the story that some people might have heard in the mainstream where Bruce Willis was supposed to be taking Apple to court because he wanted to leave his iTunes to his daughters. And they said, no, you bought them, but they're for you. And when you die, you don't own them anymore. And that's the society that they want. They want us to rent everything off them and own nothing. And that's communism.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. He is the author of The Synagogue of Satan and The Synagogue of Satan, which became The Synagogue of Satan Updated, Expanded, and Uncensored, and In the Name of Yahweh. His website is andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. And somebody emailed me just a bit ago and said that he purchased 3 copies of The Synagogue of Satan. He lent them out, and he's never seen them again, and he hopes that they are still roaming around doing some good. Anyway, I think that's everybody should read your book, whether they get the older copy or I really suggest the new one that you can get on Kindle. You don't have to have a Kindle device. All you need to do is download the Kindle program, and you can read the book on your laptop or your computer. Okay, Andy.
Well, yeah, on that note as well, the original copy you can read for free online on my website, AndrewCarringtonHitchcock.com. And so that the only difference is it doesn't have an index to it, and it doesn't have the Texmars introduction, because Texmars owns that part. So, but basically the rest of it, which is the original book, can all be read online for free. And then there are, on each of the relevant pages, there's an interview for, it's split up into 10 sections, and there's an interview that I did on each of those sections, so you can listen to that. And then on some of the most recent going backwards sections, I think either 4 or 6 of them, someone has actually put a YouTube video, and what they've done is they've taken one of those voice narration programs, and they've taken one of those voice narration programs and put the book into it. I'm not sure how it works, but basically it reads the book to you, so you don't have to read it. And they've put images of what's being said up on these YouTube presentations. So there's a variety of ways that you can look at it and the work all for free. And then if you choose to buy it, then it's available on In the Name of Yahweh and the Synagogue of Satan, Updated, Expanded and Uncensored, are available in Kindle, Nook, iBooks and paperback. And the Synagogue of Satan, the Texmars version, is only available in paperback. So, yeah, there's different ways that you can get it. And I also, and I don't promote this in any way, if you don't have a Facebook or a Twitter, if you don't have, I think that's very wise, because it's just a social media tool that's designed to spy on you by the various governments. But if you do have one, then my Facebook is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, and I basically do a tweet, they call it, every day on Twitter, and that's linked to the Facebook, so it goes straight up on the Facebook. Or if you're on Twitter, it's at AC Hitchcock. So, and that's just, I send out one article a day. I look through the different news that's going on, and then I send out something relevant, and so that pops up and gives something for someone to read, and it makes me feel that I'm still doing something as well. While all this is, society is kind of falling down around us. And I just hope that, I think certainly anybody listening to Deanna's programme is going to be quite certain that things aren't the way that they should seem. And I just hope that when the collapse finally happens, that people take the correct direction and they're not fooled into another Jew solution, which is only going to benefit them and create a turmoil for the rest of us. And I want to stress, not just the white race, and this is always the danger of going down this racial line of the Bible, and people say, oh, you're racist and you're this and you're that and what have you. Well, all I can tell you is I can't go through everything on the air. Deanna and I have discussed, and we will at some point do a show where I go through these points, and I've got it all put together, but it would just be too long to do in an RBN show. All the book In the Name of Yahweh is there, and I'm quite happy for people to email me and say where I'm wrong, but certainly my interpretation, for me, I did a lot of research into it for many years, and I believe that all races have the right to exist. I do believe that the races should be kept separate, because that's how they were created, and that is my feeling. And I feel that the reason that these races are being mixed up is that the Jews have always been a mixed race, because the first Jew, if you like, was Cain through Satan and Eve, and of course Eve was white race. And then people say, well, everyone came from Adam and Eve. Well, Cain was thrown out of the Garden of Eden, and the Bible says that he went on to have children. So if he was thrown out of the Garden of Eden, who did he have children with? Other people, there were other people on the planet before Adam and Eve, and it's quite clear. And people just need to, I've always had an inquiring mind, and I started off, and if I was talking, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago when I started getting interested in this subject, the names I'd be reeling off were so wonderful, would be the Alex Joneses and people like that. and I don't have any trust in them today. But I could still be listening to that every day, and I could have just gone that far. But I looked into things, and I looked into things myself, and I found I was reading books that were from the early 1900s, and there's so many resources out there, and I find that the older work seems to be the less polluted work, because if you try and get hold of things just before the Jews were getting the stranglehold on the media, then you're going to get a more honest picture. And indeed, what I quoted, all the those Talmudic quotations that I said some moments ago, there was a lady called Elizabeth Dilling,
yes,
who wrote a book called The Plot Against Christianity, and that's a very good book to get, because what she's done is she's got hold of the Talmud, and she's got the things there, and they're from the Talmud, and the Jews say that a non-Jew who reads the Talmud is should be punished by death, and that's what they say. And I don't know of any Christian that says anyone else can't read the Bible, and I don't know of any Muslim that says no one else can read the Quran, but the Jews don't want anyone reading their book, and the reason that they don't want them to is because it shows what they're up to and what their game is. And if everyone read it, then believe me, they wouldn't be running the banks, they wouldn't be running the governments, they wouldn't be running the media, because people wouldn't let them in their country. And George Washington and Benjamin Franklin said they wanted the Jews to actually not be in America, and they tried to make that part of the initial constitution. And they didn't get it through, and they said that if you let these people in your country, within 200 years, you're basically going to be slaves to the old children, are going to curse you because you're going to be slaves to them. And look at what's happened today.
Exactly. We do have some callers. Why don't we take a call? Why don't we take Robert in Missouri? Robert, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Andrew, I just have to say it's an honor to talk to you. I bought your book a long time from Tex Mars, and I just happened to stumble upon that you were on Deanna's program today, and I just want to say it's an honor. Could you get into what happened with the Second Vatican Council? Because I've been really getting into the Church Fathers and the pre-Vatican II Catholic stance on Judaism and Jews, and it was, I tell you what, like, I think his name was Dennis Fahey and some of these other folks, I tell you what, they had some great stuff, and really pinpoint on, and I got, there's some folks from New York called the Most Holy Family Monastery, the Diamond Brothers, VaticanCatholic.com, and they did this thing called the Amazing Heresies of Pope Paul VI, where it gets into Pope John the 23rd being a Freemason, Pope Paul VI being actually Jewish, and what happened at the Second Vatican Council and the total destruction of basically Rome's stance against international Jewry, how it was totally destroyed. Could you go into that some?
All righty. We'll have to do that after the break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, and Robert, you can stay on over the break if you wish. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, the author of Synagogue of Satan, In the Name of Yahweh, and The Synagogue of Satan, Updated, Expanded, and Uncensored. The website is andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, and Robert asked a question or made some comments. So could you respond, Andy?
Yeah, well, hello, Robert. Thank you very much for calling in. Good to talk to you. I just had a couple of comments with regard to the Catholic Church. Certainly, if we go back to 1821, and you go back to your first Rothschild, which was Bauer, and he changed his name to Rothschild, and he had his five sons. One of those sons was Kalman Mayer Rothschild, more commonly known as Karl Mayer Rothschild, and he was sent to Naples and went on to do a great deal of business with the Vatican, and Pope Gregory XVI subsequently conferred upon him the Order of St. George. And also, whenever the Pope received Kalman Rothschild, he gave him his hand rather than the customary toter kiss, and that caused concern at the time with regard to the extent of the Rothschild's power over the Vatican. Now, this was back in 1821. If we jump forward now to 1978, on October the 16th, Archbishop Wojtyla became the first non-Italian pope since Hadrian the VI, 455 years prior, but chose not to reveal his mother was Jewish. Her name was Emily Katz. This went on to be, and he went on to be, of course, Pope John Paul II. And basically, it's my opinion that the Jews wanted to stick one of their own in at this time, because Albino Luciani, who was Pope John Paul I, lasted only 33 days in office when he was assassinated, because he'd been sniffing around the Vatican Bank and no doubt found some interesting information with regard to who controls it. And that's really my opinion on the fact that the money control has been there for a long time. Most people are able to be controlled. The Catholic Church, there's so many incidences of child abuse and what have you, then it can't simply just be a coincidence in country after country. There's a certain element of control there, in my opinion, and people are put into positions that, in the same way in governments, if you ask why the politicians are doing what they're doing, then if you probably saw the videos of what they are actually up to, you might realise why they do what they do, because they don't want to be exposed. And I believe that when you go back to, President, who allowed the Federal Reserve to come into force.
Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson. Yeah, my mind went blank. But of course, he was being blackmailed over an affair he had with a woman.
Right. And it wasn't even an affair. He didn't even actually do anything, but he was a minister's son, and he was just very caught up in. Well, he was just smitten with her. I don't think that they actually, engaged in sex.
Exactly, but this again proves the point that we both made earlier about morality and the fact back then. The fact that he could be smitten with her and that could cost him his career, having done nothing, goes to show where morality was then. When you look at today, if someone has affairs and what have you, they're still it's not going to be a problem. It has to be. And that's why, for example, in this country at the moment, and we've had these problems with this former television star called Jimmy Savile, and there was all these rumours about him having been child abused when it finally came out that he was. And what they're doing is they're bringing out cases against all these washed up old TV people, but you don't get any politicians being brought out at all. And of course, and it's all well known, but the reason is because this is how they control these people. It's quite easy for them to they get you from your Masonic roots or whatever through your local councils and pick up who's going to rise up there. And then they get you a girl or a boy or whatever for an evening, and then they tell you the next day they're underage, and we've got the video, and, this is what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. And this, for me, is how they control things. They've always controlled people through their... Napoleon even said himself it's easier to control people through their vices and their virtues, and this is exactly the process that these Zionists operate.
Exactly. All righty. Robert, did you have another comment or question? Are you still there?
Yeah, I wanted to get into, have Andrew elaborate on the folks like this what I think is the most poisonous aspect of what we're witnessing as far as the destruction of the West, and that's Christian Zionism. Do you think a lot of these people are just useful idiots, or do you think they know that they are locked up in lockstep with the Pharisees, the very force whom you've addressed in your book, Synagogue of Satan, that Christ came and rebuked so many times? Do you think they're just useful idiots, Pat Robertson, John Hagee, and on, this whole list of these guys? Or do you think that they know that, yes, I am in bed with the Synagogue of Satan?
I would say that the majority of the congregation are useful idiots. They're just cattle that are being led to the slaughter. But these people like Hagee especially, he put some book together trying to say that it wasn't the Jews that killed Christ and all this, and the Jews can't be blamed, and it's just absolute nonsense. And all these people are pandering to Israel, and I've no doubt at all that these people are, that they have full knowledge of what they're doing. They know who they're representing, and it's just so sad that, unfortunately, the three of us, Deanne and myself and you, Robert, you're online now, and we know what's going on. But unfortunately, not enough people listen to this sort of medium, and they will just watch the what spouts at them out of their television set. And if what we're talking about came out of their television set for a couple of weeks, then they would know what the truth is. But we don't get access to the mainstream, and people who follow congregations, they generally want to be good and they want to do things. It's far easier for them to go and get drunk and take drugs and what have you, but they choose to try and live a more moral life, and unfortunately they're being taken advantage of and put in the wrong direction, and they're not using their own eyes. And what I always say to people is, you don't have to look at what I've written or things like that, just look at your own eyes in the world and look at what's going wrong, and work it out in your own mind without people trying to twist you and manipulate you by their editorials or their newspapers or what have you. You tell me if you think it's correct when a country can't employ all its population, why they would be bringing in other people. You know, all these different things that people just need to look at basically, and then they take the next step and say, well, why would they do that if that's not the case? Well, they do it because, you know, the countries that they're coming from they're war-torn, and these people are in danger of being killed because of political situations there. And then you look at the political situations and you see these same people have been causing it. These Zionist leaders have been doing things over there to make that set of circumstances happen, which make them come across. And it's just all it's all wrapped up in together, and it just makes no sense. And this is what's finding the mainstream media and the governments out, and this is why they're on such a big push now, because I believe we're not necessarily in the end times, but we are in an end of an evil age, and these people are going to cling on for as long as possible, because these Jews think that they've won. They think, right, we've got control of the whole world, we've got all the governments, we've got the banks, we've got the media, we've won, and we're just tidying it up. But that's not what the Book of Revelation says, and they're in for a very nasty shock.
Okay, well, thank you so much. All right, let's move on to Andrew in Rhode Island. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. Hi, Deanne. Hi, Andrew. It's a great time to call in from Robert's comments, too, because, you know, one of the newer phenomena in Christianity is dispensationalists like John Hagee and the Protestant movement. You see, you know, they adhere to the new Israel and we should be worshiping Israel, but the Old Testament Israel is gone. We had, if you read Ezra 1:1, right, he tells how Cyrus, the Persian king, conquered Babylon, allowed the Jews to come back. The temple was, in fact, rebuilt. You know, this is more typology, seeing the spiritual meaning. But, right, Israel was rebuilt. The new Israel, if you read Galatians 6:6, right, St. Paul says, the Israel of God, if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed according to the promise, right? And then if you look at Peter, 1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, speaking of Christians. You know, last thing, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. So a secular state of Israel is not going to usher in salvation to mankind, right? But you look at John Hagee, if he could find a soapbox that could actually support him and go to Israel and start preaching, he'll be locked up.
All righty. We do have to go to a break. Andrew, you're welcome to stay over the break. We'll be right back. 3 minutes.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, the author of The Synagogue of Satan and The Synagogue of Satan, Updated, Expanded, and Uncensored, and also the book In the Name of Yahweh. His website is andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. And, okay, we were talking with Andrew. Yes, we were talking with Andrew. Did you want to respond to what Andrew said?
Yes, hello, Andrew. Thank you for calling in. What you said drew me to John 14:30, where Christ says, "Hereafter I will not talk much with you, but the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me." Satan is referred to as the prince of this world, and this is a very apt title, as those in disobedience to Yahweh's laws in the world today are clearly serving Satan. Also, remember how Jesus twice referred to the Jews as of this world in John 8:23. This world, John 14:30, states Satan is the prince of. And I think that you just have to look at if Satan was the prince of this world, who would he have running it? He'd have his own children running it, and we can see who's running it today.
Absolutely. And one last point from my end, if I can, is you know, Julian the Apostate came into power after Constantine, and John Chrysostom spoke heavily against the rebuilding of yet again of the Temple of Israel, And they've had many natural storms come about that prevented that from happening, that a lot of, many thought were supernatural events to prohibit Israel from building a temple, or the Jews to build another temple. And when you had the Persian persecution of Christians, the Jews would actually pay the ransom to get the Christians back, only to kill the Christians at their own hand, if you remember. So this is what happened when they gained power again. And then people forget that. And my last point is your book was amazing. I read it in 2 days, got it over the summer. It was a page-turner, and I would enjoy it more if it weren't true. But it was, you know, I'd like to give this to folks that are Stephen King fans. If you like a horror story, well, here's an actual real horror story. And keep up the great work. Yeah, my last comment is, if I could ask a question, I'll hang up now, is a lot of folks say, well, that's just the Babylonian Talmud that's quoted quite often. But the other Talmud isn't quoted as much. Is there a difference between the two that they reference? I'm not quite sure why folks say that.
I think that that's just a lot of hot air, really. The fact is that it's the Talmud that they follow, and these are quotes from the Talmud that they follow. And so if they start trying to say one Talmud is another, it's a bit like saying different versions of a Bible. They can change certain words, and I remember there was a Bible called the Good News Bible, and I know for a fact someone that worked in a school, and a load of these were literally, they were given for free to children. Some benefactor had given Bibles to schools. And if you look at Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, instead of saying the synagogue of Satan, it says the church of Satan. Well, why would you change the name synagogue to church? Because synagogue sounds too Jewish. And so they've been playing about with this stuff forever. And as I said, the key for me in John 31 to 47 is when people say today, well, why are the Jews pretending to be Israel? Well, they even pretended to be Israel to Jesus Christ's face. And so if they pretend to do that to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, then they're going to be prepared to do it today, aren't they? And what the Jews have, they have two major offensives. The first is, we are God's chosen people, so they can get the religious people to say, well, whatever the Jews do and whoever they blow up and kill and the despicable practices that they get involved in, they're allowed to because they're God's chosen people. And the other offensive that they have is the Holocaust, that they claim the 6 million figure parroting over and over again. And so people that aren't religious, they think, oh, we better not criticize the Jews because of the Holocaust. And when you look into the Holocaust, you find that all the figures are completely manipulated to try and say that there was a higher death toll than there was. There was not any gas chambers. That's been proven. And quite simply, that story has so many holes to it that it is the only, and I repeat, it's the only historical event that in 16 countries, if you question the official version of events, then you will go to jail. And that's in 16 European countries. And so if it's such a true story, why do they have to have laws in place for people to prevent people from questioning it? And that's because the most basic historian could look at this information and find the holes in it, and then it would blow this offensive completely out the water. And so they're just hanging on and to everything that they can, because people say that these people are intelligent. They're not intelligent. They're just manipulative, and they found a way of getting control of the financial system. And if you've got control of the money, you'll get control of everything else. And it's as they've got control of everything else that they make a complete hash of it. And that's why on BBC in this country, they were saying about a building coming down in 9/11 before it did. It was still stood up behind them, and you can find that video clip all over the internet.
Yeah.
So they control it, but they are not very good at it, and that's why there are so many of us out there now that are talking like we're talking, because these people aren't very good at what they do, so they're having to come up with all sorts of hate laws and what have you to protect their position, because they can't conduct an argument based on their lies.
I think the greatest proof that this is an apostate Israel is you read in the Bible, God will bless those nations that bless Israel in the Old Testament. But what has America been, how has America been blessed since 1948 in any way, shape, or form? Is there any evidence that this nation's been blessed since our undying support of Israel? And I thank you guys again, and I'll hang up and listen to the rest of the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew.
Okay, so they this country has not been blessed at all. In fact, this whole catastrophe started not just in 1948, but before that, because they've certainly controlled the money situation and so many other things, the media and the educational system in this country before 1948.
Well, I agree, and we go back to the Bible, where it says that you follow my laws, you get the blessings, and you don't, and you get the curses. And we're not following the laws today; we're getting the curses. There's a figure that the Jews cite called a golem, and that's a creation that it's almost like a Frankenstein's monster. And I think what the Jews have been very good at doing is especially they say this, the motto of their Mossad, you know, their secret, their military organisation, what have you, their elite military organisation, you know, equivalent of Navy SEALs or SAS or whatever you want to call it. And their motto is, by way of deception, thou shalt do war. So what they're basically saying is, we'll deceive everyone to do war. And so they get the blacks against the whites, they get, in England, they get the Muslims against the whites and all these different things, and then they just let them destroy each other. And you go back to World War II, they get the Germans against the Americans and English against the Germans. Basically, all people that came from the same racial heritage, when you go back far enough, and they've got them killing each other. And this is exactly what they do. And going back to the black question, I think that the golem that they're creating is the blacks are waking up faster. I think Farrakhan has come out and said it was the Jews that brought us to America. It was the Jews, and of course, all the slave ships, you look up, there's a 4-volume set to Elizabeth Donan about, you know, the different ships that that brought the slaves. And there's a short pamphlet that you can Google called Who Brought the Slaves to America? And it was the Jews that brought them over. Certainly the whites were prepared to, and when they brought them over, they sold them and they made money out of them. Yes, the whites did buy them. There's absolutely no denying that. And so you can't get out of that. But then it was the whites that freed them too. So, you know, once the different races wake up to who's manipulating them, then they find out who the true enemy is, and then they will be able to overcome that and move forward.
Exactly. And they certainly are the enemies to each and every race, and it's very unfortunate the things that that we do to each other instead of looking at who the real criminal is and who is promoting all of this and provoking it. And look at all the wars and the killings and the deaths. It's just, I mean, we're talking millions upon millions of people. Well, thank you so very much, Andrew, for being on the program today.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's good to be on the show.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you on Monday.
John Stepp.